们一起来看约翰福音第十六章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 16.
我们就要很快要结束学习这个约翰福音。
We are closing to the end of learning from the Gospel of John.
过后我们就会学彼得前后书。
Subsequently, we'll move on to the first and second books of Peter.
Peter.
Nice. Yes.
Okay. John chapter 16, verse
1 to 5, 对吗？
先读一到这个三，一到四节。
Okay. John chapter 16, verse 1. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you.
我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。人要把你们赶出会堂，并且时候将到。凡杀你们的就以为是侍奉神，他们这样行是因未曾认识父，也未曾认识我。我将这事告诉你们，是叫你们到的时候可以想起我对你们说过了。我们不管是什么人，不管你信耶稣不信耶稣，日子总是要过的。
No matter who you are, whether you believe in Jesus or not, the days will pass.
我相信你在最近这几个星期有注意到我们四周围或者是更加远的地方的一些国家发生的事情。
I'm sure you've noticed in recent weeks that things have been happening around us and in the countries around us.
那种国与国之间的那种矛盾、那种争执不说。
Aside from the conflicts between countries,
我想也许大家可能更加关注的是，在学校里面还是有人杀学生、杀死这个同学，然后有人在大众这个交通工具当中呢，也是行凶杀人。
But maybe what is more concerned to everyone is that crimes and even killings have been happening in schools as well as in public transportation systems.
而都是年轻有为的这个学生。
And these are committed by young, well people.
台湾那一位在捷运杀人的还是这个东海大学的大学生。
And so in Taiwan, one of the cases of murder happened in a university student.
那个是基督教的这个大学。
And that school, that university that you came from is a Christian university.
也许我们会有很多很多的这个问题，很多的疑惑，为什么是这样呢？
Perhaps there are many questions in our minds. Why should this be so?
我想我们到今天我们要认清一个事实。
But today we have to recognize a fact.
不管世界变得怎么样。
No matter how the world changes.
我们还是要过日子的。
We still carry on with our days.
当我讲这一句话的时候，也许你说很奇怪，牧师为什么你这样说
？And after I say this, you may wonder, why Pastor, why do you say this?
为什么你不说主要来了，大概是末世了，所以现在很乱
？Why don't you say the Lord is coming? It is the end days. The world is in chaos.
我想不一定要这样说的。
I don't think that we have to say it this way.
也不是因为主要来了，世界才很乱。
And it's not that because the Lord is coming that the world is in chaos.
这难道不是启示录讲的吗
？Isn't this written in the book of Revelations？
我读启示录，我读的时候不是这个印象。
Is it? No, this is not my impression when I read the book of Revelations.
我们从创世纪一直读到这个启示录。
When we read from Genesis to Revelations,
你看到说人在世界就是一直出问题的。
We see that man, when man is in this world, the problems arise continuously.
灾难没有停止的。
Disasters do not stop.
有些是人的罪恶做出来的。
Some are created by man.
有些是因为大自然的情况发生的。
Some are natural disasters.
而上帝也在这个过程的当中跟人走在一起。
And yet God is with man, through all these calamities.
这个比较是圣经告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
就是说，苦难的事情、灾难的事情、罪恶的事情是都一直在发生，从来没有停止过。
There is difficult times, disasters. These things are continuous; they never stop.
但是更重要的是，上帝从来就没有离开过这样的一个世界。
But more importantly, God has never abandoned this world.
他一直不断地在当中，一直不断地做事，一直不断地来在帮助，在引导。
He continues to work and to guide the people.
如果是这样子的话，
if this is so,
现在问题来了。
Then the problem comes.
耶稣要走了。
Jesus is leaving.
这就是今天我们看的这段经文。
And this is the verse that we are talking about today.
为什么耶稣会开始讲这一段话？
And why is it that Jesus begins to speak about this?
不久之后他要被钉死。
And not long after that he will be nailed.
然后再更久一点呢，他会升天离开。
And subsequently he will resurrect and he will leave this world.
我想我们这个时候想一想，我们假设我们是当时的门徒。
And we think and put ourselves in the position of the apostles at that time.
过去三年的生活应该算是不错的。
And the 3 years before that, well, life has been good.
看到我们的主在我们身边，给我们看见了，给我们的教导，给我们的安慰，给我们的带领。
We see the Lord amongst us, showing us His guidance, and the way we live.
我想我们大家都会同意，如果有一个这样的人在我们当中。
And I think that all of us will agree that if such a person were to be amongst us,
我想就是天塌下来，我们也不会担心。
Even if the world were to collapse, we will not worry.
也就因为是这样。
And it's precisely because of this.
现在他说他要走了。
So when he says, a time is coming when I'm leaving.
他要离开了。
That he's going away.
他暂时会离开。
He will leave for a short while.
但是以后更长的时间他会离开。
But he will leave permanently after that.
你说你有什么感受？
What do you think? How do you think you will feel?
我想不用讲，我们大家都会开始觉得非常的失落，非常的这个担心。
Needless to say, all of us will be feeling lost and forlorn.
那么我们再从耶稣的角度来看。
And from Jesus' point of view,
如果你是耶稣
，If you were Jesus,
过去三年你跟这一群人生活在一起。
In the past 3 years, you had been living with this group of people.
你知道他们每一个人的情形。
And you know each of their different situations.
你知道当你不在的时候。
And you know that when you leave.
你放心吗？
Would you not worry?
如果是的话。
If that is so.
你说你应该说什么呢？
What would you say to them?
你这个时候应该做什么呢？
What should you say at this time?
就好像我们的父母亲送我们出国的时候。
Just as our parents, when they send us overseas.
我相信他永远呢，前天晚上或者更早，永远呢，就是有讲不完的提醒在提醒。
There are many things that they want to remind us again and again before we leave.
这个是很自然。
And this is natural.
因为他看着我们过去十多年的那一个样子。
Because they've seen us in the last many many years, the way we behave.
每天匆匆忙忙冲出去，可以忘记这个。忘记那一个。
We're rushing from point to point, and we are extremely forgetful.
我们是怎么样的一个样子，父母亲都了如指掌。
They know our details at the back of their hands.
当然，他就以为说，当你一个人在外国的时候，你能够吗
？And so, they worry whether you are able to take care of yourself when you're overseas.
那么，但是对于我们做父母亲的来说
，And as parents,
你说我们就在这样一个时候，你说。要讲什么才是最根本的呢？
What is it that we should could say that would be helpful?
你要记得吃饱啊，你要记得盖被啊。
Remember to fill your make sure your stomach is full and cover yourself with blanket.
我想这个不是问题了。
I don't think this is a problem anymore.
这个是我们上一代的。
And this is actually one generation before a problem for the generation.
我想这一代的比较是你一定要睡觉哦。
And for this generation, maybe remember to have enough sleep.
我们今天太多年轻人不爱睡觉。
I think there are many young people today who do not like to sleep.
你说有什么需要说的？可能真的是讲不完。
There may be endless things that parents might want to say.
但是还好，今天我们通讯很发达。
And thankfully today, communication is easy.
任何一分钟、任何一秒，你都可以用你手上的这个智慧的这个手机跟他联络。
At any time point, our smartphones will be able to communicate with the children.
那你说主耶稣？ 跟我们之间打算用什么跟我们联系呢？
And you ask, what, how would Jesus communicate with us at this time?
所以就在这样的一个情况里面，我们能够了解耶稣在这段经文里面为什么要说这些话。
And under such circumstances, we begin to understand why Jesus says these words.
以及他说了些什么。
And what he has said.
接着下来，这些人会信他的。
And subsequently, these people would believe in him.
我这样讲是因为我们知道这个时候的门徒对耶稣还是没有什么把握。
We know that at this time, the disciples do not have a lot of confidence in Jesus at that time.
我想也很简，理由很也很简单，他们真的是还不能够完全弄清楚是怎么一回事。
And for a simple reason, they still do not understand what is going on around them.
因为耶稣就是这么一个这么复杂、这么多的角度。跟多么争议的一个人。
Because Jesus is such a controversial character that needs to be seen from different angles.
但是当主耶稣复活之后
，But after Jesus was resurrected,
全部都会清楚了。
Everything is clear, becomes clear.
这些门徒一定会相信他。
These disciples will surely get to know him.
因为复活的事情就是证明说我是对的。
Because the resurrection event shows that yet what he has said has been is true.
我之所以被钉死，就是人家不相信、不同意我说的。
The reason why I nailed to the cross is because the people do not believe what I have said.
所以他们把我钉死。
And therefore they nailed me to the cross.
而上帝把我复活。
And God has made me resurrect again.
就是告诉他们说他对的。
To tell the people that God has been right.
所以这些人呢，到那个时候，他们就会很有把握的，就会。信耶稣。
And so subsequently, the disciples would come to believe in Jesus firmly.
但是信了耶稣不久之后，四十天之后呢，他就不在了。
But 40 days after that, Jesus was not with them anymore.
接下来你说怎么办
？And then you say, what happens after that?
其实各位，我们自己的情况也非常是类似的。
And for every one of us here, we are in similar situation.
你说当你决定你当你信了耶稣之后。
Remember when you first became a Christian?
你信了之后 ，then 接下来怎么办
？And after you believe, then what?
这个是一个非常不能够一下子都讲清楚的事情。
It is something that we can't clarify in a short time.
在你还没有信耶稣之前，好辛苦，你的朋友带你，教会帮你，每个人这个来这个向你介绍耶稣，关心你。
The whole process of becoming a Christian of conversion, there may be a time when people are helping you all the way.
但是当你信了，你洗礼了，你发现到好像，好像事情刚刚开始。
But after you become a Christian and then after baptism, things seem to abruptly begin. Is it maybe just the beginning of new things?
对这些门徒来说，他们那个转变更大。
And for the disciples, their experience and transformation is even greater.
以前我们是有耶稣亲自在我们当中。
In the past, Jesus himself was amongst us.
我们看到他，我们听到他，我们感觉到他。
And we hear him, and then we touch him, and we feel him.
但是现在我们很肯定，我们认识他了，信他了。
But after we come to believe in him, and we know him.
但是以后我们却要活在呢，他不在我们当中。
And in the future, we have to live in a state without him.
那么我们要怎么样活着像一个信他的，但是他又不在的
？And how are we to live as a person who believes in him and yet he is not with us？
这就是也跟我们一样。
And this is the challenge we face as well。
我们也是活在一种我们信了耶稣，但是耶稣呢又不是在我们当中的。
We are living in a situation where we believe in Jesus, but Jesus is not physically with us。
耶稣很了解这个问题。
Jesus knows this problem.
耶稣很知道这是一个对我们来说是一个很重要的一个事情。
And Jesus knows that this is something very important to us.
他即刻感受到对门徒就是最大的一种不同。
And he knows that this is the main difference for the disciples.
所以他就说：“我将这些事告诉你们。”
And he says, "I told you this."
那么使你们不至于跌倒。
So that you will not fall.
所以主耶稣是很实际的，很了解这个门徒的这个情况。
And so Jesus knows his disciples well, and is very practical about it.
那么也一样，当然这个就是我们的情况。
And this is the same situation we are in.
所以让我们今天我们很小心来听主耶稣这段话。
And so let's listen to Jesus' words carefully today.
到底我们要接下来我们要怎么样面对这样的一个情况
？How are we to face the situation in the future?
以及上帝会怎么样子引导我们这样一个过程
？And how will God guide us through this process?
而我们按照上帝告诉我们的。
And we've got following God's guidance，
而不是用我们以为跟我们所想要的。
And not to do what we think, and on based on what we think is needed。
我们每个人都会有我们自己想要所以为的所谓我们信了耶稣应该是怎么一回事的。
Perhaps we have our own thoughts and will to decide what we think should be the way。
但是在这样的一个事情上，耶稣上帝有他自己的一个做法。跟讲法的。
But in such things, God has His own way of doing things.
所以他先跟这个门徒说。
And so He tells the disciples,
不久之后，你们呢会面对很多压力，很多敌对的事情。
He says, subsequently, you will face many challenges, and many people will be against you.
但是你不要怪他们。
But don't blame them.
因为他们以为他们这样对你们呢，是他们表示他们对上帝呢很忠心。
Because by doing this to you, they feel that they are being loyal to God.
我想主耶稣讲的这一段比较是针对犹太人之间他们的那种误会跟摩擦。
And he was trying to correct the thinking about with the Jews and the conflict with the Jews.
就是那些信耶稣的犹太人跟那些不信耶稣的犹太人，他们接下来呢会成为一个很这个敌对的两方面。
Because the Jewish Christian and the non-Jewish and the non-Christian Jews will be in conflict later.
那么他们呢？那一些反对信耶稣、那些反对信耶稣的犹太人的那些犹太人呢？他们以为他们这样子敌对这些犹太人呢，是他们在热心呢来侍奉上帝。
And for the Jews who are non-Christians, they feel that by going against the Christian Jews, they are actually being loyal to God, offering service to God.
就好像信耶稣的华人常常被不信耶稣的华人误会。
And so, it is like the Chinese who are Christians are also misunderstood by the Chinese who are non-Christians.
或者很多的民族当中，他们信了耶稣，常常被自己人呢误会，甚至呢排斥。
But there are many racial and ethnic groups where, after they become Christians, their own people reject them.
耶稣告诉他们说，这个事情是很自然的。
And Jesus said this is expected.
耶稣没有说你们要去反抗，耶稣没有说你们要去抵抗。
Jesus did not say that you must fight against it, that you must rebel.
或者是跟他们反目成仇。
Or make them your enemies.
耶稣准备他们去面对这样一个困难的情况。
Jesus was preparing them to face such a difficult situation.
但是另外一方面，耶稣也给他们看到有另外一些很正面、很不一样的另外一个情况要出现了。
But Jesus also showed them a very positive side of things.
就是这个第五节到第十一节这段经文。
And in verse 5 to 11,
他告诉他们说有一件很特别的事情。
He said something is special is going to happen.
他说我去了，不过圣灵要来。
He says I will leave, but the Holy Spirit will come.
圣灵是谁呢
？Who is the Holy Spirit？
他来做什么呢
？And what is he going to do？
那么他所做的这些，跟父上帝、跟主耶稣有什么关系呢
？And what he does, what is the relationship with God and with Jesus？
其实这段经文呢，就是很好，我们用最正确的方式了解什么是圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体。
And these verses are very important to help us understand what is the Trinitarian God.
三位一体不是一个观念。
It is not just a concept.
而是指这三者之间他们做什么，跟他们是谁。
And it tells us these three persons, who are they and what do they do?
当我们从这样的角度来看的时候呢，它就不再是一个观念。
And so when we see it from this point of view, it is not just a concept.
它就是一种事实。
It is a reality.
是一个 reality, 就是一个事实。而我们呢，就知道我们活在一种怎么样的实在的情况里面。
And we begin to understand what is the real situation that we live in.
首先，他这个耶稣说，这样的一个圣灵呢，第八节，他来了，他要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。 第八节。
He says that in verse 8, when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
那么什么叫做畏罪？什么叫做畏义？什么叫做畏审判
？What does it mean to convict the world of guilt, the righteous of sin, and what does it mean to be to the judgment？
其实耶稣这里提到三大方面的事情。
Jesus actually mentions three major things here。
而这里提到三个事、三件事、三个词啊。
Three words here, phrases。
但是这里面包含的意思呢是很多的。
But it covers many things。
他自己有解释的，他说畏罪，因为他们不信我。
He explains, with convict them of sin because they do not believe in me.
他们不信我，还把我钉死。
They do not believe in me and nail me to the cross.
这个是很大的罪恶。
This is a great sin.
不是只是因为不信。
It's not just because they do not believe.
我们看这个《使徒行传》，彼得对着犹太人讲的时候。
We see in theActs of the Apostles, when Peter speaks to the people,
在旧约的时候也是一样。
And in the Old Testament, it is also the same.
当这个人很肯定是上帝派来的。
When this person is truly sent by God,
如果他们不但不听，还把他弄死的话。
If they do not believe in him and kill him,
这个就是他们犯的罪。
And this is a great sin.
这里是这样子说的。
This is spoken in such a way.
不是指我们因为亚当犯罪，我们得了原罪，不再讲动东西。
It is not talking about original sin because Adam had sin.
这个是很具体的，因为以色列人是上帝的子民。
Because the Jews are God's people.
而耶稣既然很肯定是上帝差来的。
And because Jesus was sent by God.
而你拒绝上帝差来的，又把他钉死呢？这个就是你的罪。
And if you reject the one sent by God and you kill him, that is a serious sin.
当耶稣的事情再一次被弄清楚的时候
，And when the matters of Jesus clarified,
犹太人如果明白了
，When the Jews understand,
他们就要为自己做错的这个事呢责备自己。
So they have to feel guilty about the things that they've done wrong.
在使徒行传第二章，当彼得讲完道的时候
，When Peter finished speaking in the Acts of the Apostles chapter 2,
他们明白了
，They understood.
他们问彼得说：“那我们怎么办呢
？”And they asked Peter, "What should we do?"
他们责备自己
，They blame themselves.
那么这个为义呢
？And for righteousness,
那这个是一个非常丰富的这个字
，And this is a very rich word.
这个义呢，可以指神这一方面的，也可以指耶稣这一方面的。
It could refer to God or could refer to Jesus.
同时还可以指人这方三方面。
As well as man.
指上帝呢
？When it refers to God,
在以赛亚书里面说，当上帝为做犯罪的犹太人来预备救恩的时候，这个就是上帝的义。
When it refers to God's righteousness in the Old Testament in Isaiah, when he talks about the people, the Jews who sin, this and how God brings them, it is the righteousness of God.
就是说，上帝愿意救他们，就是上帝的义。
And that it means that when God is willing to save them, it is the righteousness of God.
这个义呢，不是照我们用那种抽象的想法，这个是上帝的属性。
This is not the thinking that this is a character of God
or attribute of God, attribute. 用这种比较抽象的这种 philosophical 的想法，这个不是圣经在讲的。但是我们常常用这个想法去想，所以就很多东西讲不通。它是指上帝的做的事跟上帝做了什么事。
It refers to what God does and the things that He had done.
另外呢，就是指呢一个信靠上帝的人，从头到尾呢都信靠上帝。
It can also refer to a person of God from beginning to end. He continues to believe in God.
不管他遭受到什么
no matter what circumstances he faces.
就像耶稣这样，甚至人家害死他。
Just like Jesus, even when people kill him.
但是如果上帝叫他从死里复活的话
，But after God had resurrected him from the dead.
这个叫做义，上帝称他为义。
So God refers.To him that this is his righteousness.
那么上帝呢，使他复活呢，也是上帝呢称他为义。
And also God's resurrection of Jesus, it is also his righteousness.
所以保罗在这个提摩太有说呢，他呢是圣灵被圣灵称为义。
And so Paul describes this in Timothy that this is the that this the Holy Spirit says that this is the righteousness.
因为圣灵使耶稣从死里复活。
Because the Holy Spirit wrote, made Jesus rise from the dead.
那么这个也可以最后可以知道说一个人完全信靠上帝，最后在上帝眼中被看成是义。
And finally, this can also refer to a person who believes in God, and in God's eyes, he is righteous.
那么耶稣就是这样一位。
And Jesus is such a person.
所以当主耶稣在被这个人明白了之后。
And so when Jesus, for the people to, after they know Jesus,
人就会责备自己说，是啊，我以前不知道我为什么会这样子的，拒绝耶稣，甚至杀害耶稣。
And so they blame themselves and said, why is it in the past I did not know about Jesus and then I harmed him?
最后就是这个审判。
And finally, it is about judgment.
这个我们要看十一节，耶稣说：“这个世界的王受了审判。”
It says in verse 11, and the prince of the world now stands condemned.
耶稣被这个世界的王审判，判他去死。
The prince of the world condemned Jesus to death.
但是当主耶稣复活之后
，But after Jesus has resurrected,
事情才知道说原来是不一样的。
We begin to understand that things are different.
原来是世界的王错了。
Actually, it is the prince of the world who is wrong.
那么在这里，约翰没有很清楚讲世界的王是指什么。
John doesn't describe exactly here who is the prince of the world.
但是他从十二章一直到十九章一直有讲这个王的事情。
But in verse 12 to 19, he continues to mention this term.
这个世界的王不一定是要指撒旦。
It doesn't have to necessarily refer to Satan.
或者是只是指撒旦。
Or only referring to Satan.
还可以，他其实你从十二章看下来，他也指世界上的王。
But it could also refer to the kings of this world.
那么耶稣他说，我不是要做这世上的王。
Jesus had said that he does not want to become king of this world.
但是我是王。
But I am the king.
我是以色列的王。
I'm king of Israel.
不过我不是在世上做王跟做以色列的王。
But I'm not going to be the ruler of this world, or the king of this.
所以这个呢是一个非常很不容易这个处理的事情。
And this is something difficult for us to understand.
所以为什么耶稣讲到这样子，这个我们说好像听起来好像很模糊。
And so, for Jesus to speak in this way, we are confused.
因为他只要一不小心。他们听成另外任何一种的时候，事情就很麻烦了。
Because if they were to misunderstand him, then there'll be problems.
如果他说我要在世上重新做王
，Because if they thought that he is going to be king once again and on this earth,
那么他曾经说我是以色列的王
，And he had said before that he's the king of Israel.
比拉多还钉个牌子给我
，And Pontius Pilate had actually put a sign on above his head.
你们起初不相信，不承认，你把我钉死。
You did not believe, you did not recognize me for who I am, and then you nailed me to the cross.
那上帝现在叫我活过来。
And now God has made me resurrect again.
意思就是我就是王。
And the intention here is that it's true, I'm the king.
那你想想，信耶稣的人现在一定说，你组织一下我们，我们来成为革命军，我们来把。罗马人赶出去。
And so the people who believed in him would say, "Let's get us organized. We become a rebel group, and then let's get rid of the Romans."
从此以后，基督教会成为一个专门跟人家打架的宗教。
And then from then on, the Christians would become a religious group that is continually at battle with people against them.
但是你在约翰福音里面，你看到一个非常矛盾的事情。
But in the Gospel of John, you see something conflicting.
这个一直说他是王的，这个竟然给世界的王来审判他。
The person who claims that he is the king, in the end, was condemned by the king or the prince of this world.
他让世界的那些当权者呢，把他弄死。
He allows the rulers, the people in power at that time, to kill him.
他用这个来告诉我们说，他不为了在地上来争权夺利。
He does this to tell us that he is not here to fight over the authority on this earth.
但是另外一方面，他是王。
But he also wants to emphasize he is the king.
在十二章那里，耶稣自己怎么讲呢？
And in chapter 12, what did Jesus say?
他说这世界的王要出去了。
He says the king of this, the ruler of this world is going to leave.
我要被举起来。
And I'll be raised from this earth.
我会吸引人来归
向。And to attract all people to me.
但是吸引人是，但是呢，不是吸引人来成为我的兵、我的将，然后我们来争取这个世上的权利。
And to attract people to me, yes, but not to attract them to become my foot soldiers so that I can fight and fight for authority on this earth.
各位弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你这里你想一件事
，Here you think about it，
也就是今天我们说我们作为基督徒，我们一个非常困难的一件事。
And as Christians today, this is the difficulty that we face。
如果我们掌控一切，我们掌权
，If we have authority over everything，
那么所有的条例就我们设的
，And all rules and regulations are set by us，
这样一定是符合我们方便的
，And this will be convenient for us。
这样你就很容易了嘛，对吗
？So it becomes easy。
然后你就敬拜这样的主，那么这样的事情条例完全由他定，一定符合的。
And since it's the God that we worship, and all the rules are set by Him, everything will be fine。
所以星期天一定不可以做工，不开工。
And therefore on Sunday, definitely no work。
包括呢，不可以做 overtime， 因为你们要小组。
And no overtime。
那不是很方便
？Isn't this convenient？
但是现在我们知道说不是。
But we know that this is not so.
但是另外一方面，我们要尊主为大。
And on the other hand, we are to recognize God as the ultimate.
我们要在这个不是由我们用权力控制的地方，但是我们要完全遵照上帝是王，主耶稣是王来活。
Although we are not the power in contention, but we have to recognize God as the ultimate authority.
各位，信耶稣就是这么一件不简单的事。
Dear brothers and sisters, to believe in Jesus, we find things are not simple.
或者说不是这么方便。
And not so convenient.
耶稣已经讲清楚了。
Jesus has said very clearly.
所以让我们不要再寄望说是很自然很方便。
And let's not put our hope on something that is very easy and convenient for everyone.
我们需要有挣扎。
Yes, we see struggles.
我们需要到底要拿上还是要放下。
We need to struggle to decide whether to take it up or put it down.
或者是我们需要说我们有额外的 extra mile， 我们有多一里路要走。
Or that we have to just walk the extra mile.
这个是真的。
And this is true.
耶稣没有说不是这样。
Jesus did not say this is not so.
而你即使你看他，他自己也是这样。
And we look at him and he has done so.
他没有更加方便，他没有，因为他是上帝的儿子，他来世上做他要做的事就很方便。
And he did not create things such that it's all convenient and easy for him.
我希望我们大家好好想这件事情。
I think that we should consider this carefully.
因为在今天的这样的这个以这个消费者为王的这样的一种文化里面。
In such a culture where consumer is the king nowadays.
所以我们去到外面，每一个人都要尽量满足我们。这个帮这个符合我们。
And wherever we go, everyone is trying to fulfill our needs.
所以可能不知不觉，我们已经不想放下什么，或者不想为主，或者是说有什么挣扎。
And unknowingly, we already in the mindset that we do not want to struggle or do not want to do anything for God.
如果是这样的时候
，If this is so,
我们等着什么都方便，我们才去做的话。
And we are waiting for things to become convenient and easy before we embark
on it. 等到我们是有时间的话，那我才去小组。
If I have time, then I will make time. Then I will go and attend our cell groups.
等着我觉得是有怎么样的时候，我才去学习。
When I feel that it's easy, then I will go and learn.
这是不可能的。
This is not possible.
可能不知不觉我们就迷失掉了。
And maybe unknowingly we have become lost.
所以在这边耶稣已经把这个事实已经摆出来。
And so Jesus has laid the cards for us.
他先告诉门徒。
He first tells his disciples.
但是他说你们不要完全的只是担心。
And he tells his disciples, you don't just worry.
他说接着下来这个圣灵呢会怎么样帮助我们。
He says there will be a Holy Spirit and it will come to help you.
其实从12节到15节。
And from verse 12 to verse 15,
在这一段话里面，我们小心的来看，小心的来听。
And we read the words carefully.
他说圣灵来了。
He says the Holy Spirit comes.
会引导我们明白一切的真理。
He will help you to understand all truth.
我们知道在约翰福音里面，真理其实就是讲，就是指耶稣自己。
We know that in the Gospel of John, truth refers to Jesus himself.
而不是指一切所有对的好的那一些 principle 或者说那一些想法，不是。
It is not referring to things that are correct and true in that sense.
也不是指 good theology.
Or good theology.
就是指耶稣自己。
It is referring to Jesus as a person.
因为你再看下来的时候。
Because when you read further,
那说这个圣灵呢，会帮助我们更认识耶稣自己。
Because he says that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand Jesus better.
诶，你觉得很奇怪，怎么我们还需要更认识耶稣？我们不是已经信了耶稣吗？
And you wonder, why is it that we don't know Jesus better? We already believe in him.
你回到门徒自己的身上。
And when you go back to the disciples,
他们信了耶稣。
They believe in Jesus.
跟他们就完全认识耶稣是不完全一样的。
And it's a different thing from them knowing Jesus.
因为耶稣是一个活的生命真理本身。
Because Jesus is the living truth and he's himself.
他不是一次过，然后你看一些的这个所谓资料，然后你说是的，我知道了。
It's not something that you just check the bio data and say yes, I know.
不是这样。
It's not so.
他是一直不断的呢，要跟他有那个关系，还有呢，也知道。
He continues to have this relationship so that they can know.
大家不要忘记哦。
Let's not forget.
当耶稣讲这些话的时候
，When Jesus says these words,
门徒手上没有圣经的。
There's no Bible in the hands of the disciples.
他们有的是过去三年的记忆。
What they have is 3 years of memories before that.
那你不知道说谁记得最好。
And you do not know who remembers things better.
所以有很多东西要重新来叫做回忆的。
And things, they have to recall certain things again.
然后这些回忆的时候，你又要回忆事情跟明白那个事情是什么意思。
And they have to recall what are the implications, what is the meaning of these events in the past.
就在这样的过程里面。
And through this process,
圣灵帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit helps.
圣灵帮助门徒。
The Holy Spirit helps the disciples.
所以圣灵帮助保罗。
And the Holy Spirit helps Paul, the apostle.
圣灵帮助彼得。
He helps Peter, the apostle.
方知圣灵帮助约翰。
And he helps John.
所以他们回忆想起耶稣当年说的话、做的事的时候
，And when they recall all the things that Jesus has said and all the things that he had done,
圣灵帮助他们正确的了解那个事情。
The Holy Spirit helps them to understand the events.
而他们把他们写出来了。
And then they write it down.
这个就是我们手上的这些新约圣经。
And this is the New Testament that we hold in our hand.
所以为什么我们这样说？这个是上帝启示的。
And so why do we say that this is the revelation of God?
是指这样的一个很复杂的过程。
And refers to this complex process.
它首先是由耶稣表达出来的。
First, it is expressed by Jesus.
那么耶稣表达什么呢
？And what did Jesus express?
14节、15节，他说
，In verse 14 and 15, he says,
我表达父上帝。
He expresses God, the Father.
因为上帝把一切要我表达的跟托给我。
Because he has showed me all the things that he wants to show to you.
然后呢，我用肉身在你们当中启示给你们。
And my physical body, I revealed it to you, amongst you.
那么圣灵呢，也知道的。
And the Spirit knows.
所以他现在帮助你们呢，去完全在了解这一些。
And the Spirit helps you to understand all these.
那么圣灵呢，要荣耀耶稣的。
And it will bring glory to Jesus.
同时也使到人认识父的。
And to help people to understand God.
而你这里你看到说，圣灵不是要来推销他自己的。
And the Holy Spirit is not here to elevate itself.
而是呢，把人再带到父上帝，那么借着因为认识主耶稣。
It is to bring people to God, so to come and to come to know Jesus.
所以今天我们有这样的一个把握。
And today.We have this confidence.
当耶稣不在的时候
，When Jesus is not with us，
你说我们这个信耶稣的
，You say as Christians，
我们怎么样继续活下去
？How do we continue to live on？
有圣灵在我们当中
，The Holy Spirit is in us。
他帮我们什么呢
？What does it help us？
当我们去要了解耶稣的时候
，When we want to understand Jesus。
他帮我们了解耶稣。
It helps us to understand Jesus.
因着了解耶稣。
And through this understanding of Jesus,
我们也认识父上帝。
We begin to know God the Father.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And so, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
是我们现在都跟我们在一起的。
It is together with us today.
而我们需要不断的去认识他们。
And we will continue to want to know them better.
也因着认识，我们也就知道我们怎么样活。
And through this process, we know how we should live.
所以这样的一个所谓基督徒生活的一个很 基本的这个事情。
And so something that is very basic for Christian living.
或者说对门徒来说
，for the disciples it is the same.
耶稣不在了之后
，when Jesus is not with them.
接着下来
，subsequently，
这一个事情是要一直不断的、不停的、一直在门徒的生命身上呢来出现的。
This matter continues to appear before them in their lives.
所以我们今天要问我们自己
，and so today we ask ourselves，
认识主耶稣。
To know and Jesus,
认识父上帝,
to know God the Father,
体会圣灵的引导,
to experience the leading of the Holy Spirit,
是不是我们每一天跟理所当然一直没有停止的事情?
It is something that is unsaid and but is all the time with us every day.
那么什么帮助我们进入这样的一个状况?
And whatever brings us into a situation,
如果你发现到说这些这样一个基本的事情不是每一天的事，或者说不是你当做最平常最自然的事的话，
if this is not something that is natural for you every day,
那么我们说我们信耶稣是非常非常，我不懂应该怎么说，就是说我们不在那个 channel 里面，
then we are lost in the channel.
让我们大家注意这样的一个事，
let's pay attention to this.
这个虽然已经好像是很熟悉的事，
this may be something that seems very familiar to you，
但是它却是不能缺少的事，
but it is something that cannot be lost，
它必须是理所当然的事，
it is something that has to be essential and natural。
那么也许你说我怎么知道这些事呢？
And maybe you will ask how do I know all these things？
你发现到说主耶稣讲这些事的时候，
You find that when Jesus talks about these things,
他就是告诉你这个就是这样的一个事实。
Jesus tells you that this is the truth.
This is the reality.
Reality.
所谓这个就是这个事实，就是它就是会这样发生。
And that this will happen this way.
那么你说是不是等我有感觉它才发生呢？
You say, is it only when I have such feelings about it that it will happen?
哦，不一定。
No, it's not always true.
你感觉的时候它发生，你没有感觉的时候它照样是在发生。
When you have the feeling that it will happen, it will. If not, it will still happen.
是不是因为我有恩赐的时候才发生呢？
It is because I have certain gifts, then it will happen.
不。
No.
你有恩赐的时候是它发生。
When you have gifts, it can happen.
你没有恩赐的时候，它也是已经在发生。
Even if you don't have the gifts, it can still happen.
是不是我有看异象的，见到异象之后它才发生呢？
Does it only happen when I have visions?
同样的答案是是也不是。
Similarly, the answer is yes and no.
所以它并没有讲说只有。怎么样才叫做圣灵有在做这样的事情？
It doesn't say that under what situation then the Holy Spirit will carry out its work.
他没有这样说。
He does not say so.
整本圣经从来都没有这样说。
The whole Bible does not say so.
是一直在说这个事实一直在发生的。
It just says that this reality continues to happen.
那这个什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
所以我们从现在开始。
So it means that from now onwards.
我们每一天，我们整个心。
And every day our mind.
我们就是要有一个心。
In our mind,
我们要认识主。
We must come to know God.
我们要认识耶稣。
And we come to know Jesus.
我们要顺从圣灵。
And we have to obey the Holy Spirit.
不要只是等着去感觉圣灵。
And not wait for the revelation or the feeling of God.
圣灵是去顺从的。
We are to follow and obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
而你打开圣经。
And when you open the Bible,
你认识主耶稣。
When you know Jesus,
你认识父。
You know the God the Father.
你就知道圣灵是怎么样去顺从的。
And you know how to follow the Holy Spirit.
而不是等着感觉的。
And not to go with just feelings.
也不是单单等着有什么经验的。
Or to await certain experiences to happen.
不是的。
No.
它是一个事实。
It is a reality.
它就是在进行当中。
It is ongoing.
就是在这个时候。
And at this time.
我们一起祷告。天父，我们感谢你。求你这时候你自己圣灵交通感动，激励我们每一个人，让我们每一天我们都要更加的认识你，更加的爱你，更加的知道主耶稣，也分享耶稣，见证耶稣。我们知道你的圣灵没有停止的在做这样的事情，也引导我们认识主，认识你。我们想感谢你，你会叫人为罪、为义、为审判悔改，向你悔改。因此你让我们见证你， 向人说你，我们感谢你自己没有停止的在做你自己这一切美善的事，还竟然使我们教会能够有这样一个尊贵荣耀来配合来参与，我们向你感谢。以下时间你继续在我们的当中，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们先来感恩奉献，然后来领受主的恩典。